Love is not proud. Love does not boast. Love, after all, matters the most. Love does not run. Love does not hide. Love does not keep locked inside. Love is a river that flows through. Love never fails you.
That is Brandon Heath. We bought this album
yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really? That was only yesterday?
I know. We've listened
what
to it 600
wild
times.
Weekend this has been. We have been so busy. We were supposed to record on last Thursday. We always record on Thursday nights. Some of you know this. Well, we didn't record Thursday night because
something happened.
I don't remember.
You're supposed to have a Grace Junkies call.
Oh, that's right. I was supposed to have a Grace Junkies call. So that put us off. And then Friday night we were going to record. But then we were going to go see the movie.
Fireproof.
Didn't even make it to that.
No, we ended up sitting out and talking and having such a good date.
Yeah, we had a great date night. Just a great talk and sit out and watch the sunset by the lake. And we had supper together. And it was just a great date night. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't want to... We didn't want to mess it up. It was just that, well, it was a great date night, so we didn't record. And we'll leave it at that. And then Saturday, which was yesterday, was like the longest day of in the last 12
months. It was.
Months.
Isn't that crazy?
It was unbelievable. And I can't believe it was all one day.
I know.
But anyway, we had a good time. So then Sunday came and we were supposed to record before the game. But then
I had a baby shower.
And they wanted to meet us for lunch. And there was some people that wanted to take the girl kids class from us. So we need to meet with them. And they came to lunch with us, which are great friends of ours. I love the Perrones. I don't know them, but they're great people. And they're from New Jersey.
New Jersey,
and they don't even live in Silver Springs.
They live in
like Bohunkville compared to Silver Springs,
Texas.
through the armpit of East Texas.
Yeah,
like Como.
They lived
area.
In the ritzy, rich, $1 million home neighborhoods of New Jersey and to Podunk, middle of nowhere,
Hopkins County. I mean, it's probably the least populated section of Hopkins County that they live in. And then,
I love them.
And then on top of everything else, so then he gets a job down here because
rock quarry
in Oklahoma. It's insane. Anyway, so we have lunch with them, and then we what did we do after that? Then
I had a baby shower.
And then the game started, the Cowboy game,
and then John got here, and then April brought the girls,
and then we had supper, and then
they didn't leave till just a few minutes ago.
It's late Sunday night. We were barely getting these in before next week.
But we had a good time. Didn't we?
We had a blast.
We had stew, and we all sat around and ate Fritos and crackers.
That stew was so good. I can't believe it's all gone.
Sorry. It fed a lot of people.
It did. It fed a lot of people for a lot of days.
Yeah, it did.
Meemaw came in here last night.
Yeah. Chloe was here last night.
Chloe and Meemaw ate it last night, and then we fed everybody again today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I guess we should get the show started, so I'll push the button now.
Okay.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat bass sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, and on today's show, a call for divorce. That's right, we're asking you to get divorced.
After our good show yesterday.
Yep. We're going to turn it around on you, and we're going to say, it's time for a divorce, people!
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people, radio on demand, it's all right.
That's right. Today is a controversial show. Christians telling other Christians to get divorced. Stop being mealy-mouthed around this situation, okay? Stop just being a doormat. Okay, stop getting run over. Stop laying yourself down. Stop casting your pearls before the swine. No, I didn't call your wife a swine. Don't tell her I did. Stop doing that over and over and over again, expecting different results. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about trusting your feelings. I'm talking about living your life based on how you feel. Divorce your feelings. They don't like you.
They don't.
They don't like you. You know why they don't like you?
Most of the time, not right.
They don't like you because you hurt them. You abuse them. They've been hurt, abused. They've been trampled on. They've been betrayed. They don't like you.
No, they don't like you. You're mean to them.
So don't trust them.
And they're mean to you.
Stop listening to them. They'll lie to you. They'll tell you you don't feel loved. Yep. They will tell you you don't feel loved. I don't feel loved today. I just don't feel loved. But you are.
Yeah.
Christ loves you.
Yes.
Jesus loves you. I mean, God loves you enough to send his son to die for you. And a horrible death.
Yeah.
For you.
See,
because
liars.
Because he loved you so much.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Can't trust him. Nope. And don't get into that Mealy Mouth stuff. I don't want to hear it. Don't give me the phone. Put down the K7 phone number right now. By the way, the K7 number, if you want to call us, is 206-350-6956. Don't even call it right now and tell me that you have to be in touch with your feelings to understand what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do. Stop it right now. Stop that crazy talk. Show me that in the Bible, please. Anywhere in the Bible where it says, trust your gut. I want to see it.
That's not,
or that the Holy Spirit speaks to you through your feelings.
It doesn't.
Show me that in the Bible, people. Come on. Come on, I'm waiting. Do you know that in the Old Testament and the New Testament, they cast lots? That's right. They trusted the Lord to work in the casting of the lots. Now, that's not gambling. Okay, that doesn't mean every time you're going to make a business decision, you need to draw straws.
Flip a coin or something.
Casting lots was pretty much confined to just picking people, but we're not going to get into that. We're just saying that the Lord is in control, okay, of things. You don't leave it to chance. You leave it to the Lord. And you don't have to be in touch with your feelings or do what your feelings tell you to do, okay, to know what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do. You read your Bible and you'll know what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do. Watch for what Jonathan called it this morning, the open door.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know biblically where that is either, but I understand what he's saying. He's saying, you know, the Lord will point you in the right direction, and he's going to make it clear. The good example was that Sherry even gave this morning in our we were having this great discussion in our Sunday school class. It was really cool. It wasn't like Sunday school at all. Imagine just like five friends sitting around talking. And we were sitting around talking, and Sherry says, you know, we were talking about casting lots and doing this kind of thing, and they were talking about flipping a coin. I don't even... It was over their kid's name. They named their kid, and it was a big fiasco. And because it was an ex of hers name, and they'd forgotten all about that. And they're like, "Well, I don't want to be thinking of him and all that. I don't want to be thinking of him every time I call my son's name."
Yeah.
You know, so, but they'd already named the kid, but the kid was only 2 days old, so they could go change it. But
right.
So they were talking about this, and they were praying over the name, and they were going to flip a coin, and before that, I don't know if it was before they flipped a coin or in the process of all that,
In comes somebody.
Carolyn came and rang the doorbell, and they went to the door. It was Carolyn bringing a Bible over with the kid's name on the Bible.
Yep.
Okay, well, okay, come on. They knew.
Yes.
And they've never looked back, and they've never thought of this other person when they called the guy.
It was never a bad decision. There's an example.
So, now I know some of my more charismatic friends know that sometimes the leading of the Holy Spirit can feel like a feeling.
Yes.
Okay, that he can give you a desire to do something. And that desire for do something can feel an awful lot like a feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you tell the difference, Faith?
Well, you have to go to God's word and look for his answers and the laws and the principles that he set before us.
That's right.
I mean, the standard, as we talk about, doesn't change. His the word of God and the law and I hate to say the law because that can get kind of
spiritual law
sticky, but the spiritual law, thank you, doesn't change.
Right.
You know, he doesn't change. So you need to go to the unchanging.
Yeah, especially if you're the kind of person who really is in tune and focuses their walk spiritually, you know, walking in the spirit and you know, what the Lord tells us to do, which is pursue the spirit and, right. And all that. You've got to train yourself, though, to make your decisions based on biblical principles. Yeah. Always know what the biblical principle is behind what the Lord right. is telling you to do.
Right.
Because if he's never going to tell you to do something that is contrary to a biblical
principle.
That's right.
That's right.
So you'll always know. And examine your own feelings. Mm-hmm. If you feel the Lord is leading you to do something, examine that. Make sure you understand. Because you know nothing. If nothing else, if you get questioned on it, you need to know the biblical principle behind what you're doing.
Right.
Not just, well, I felt led to do it.
Yeah.
Okay? You need to say, no, I did this because that was my neighbor, and I'm supposed to love my neighbor.
Right.
And I'm supposed to put my neighbor above, you know, whatever.
And in that, that's a witness.
It is a witness. Or I was doing the right thing, even though I was going to suffer for it, because that's what Christ suffered for us, and I want to portray that in my life. Because
it doesn't make sense to people.
Right.
Even believers, it doesn't make sense. Mm-mm. Don't let yourself get run over. What are you letting people take? You know, you're getting taken advantage of. You're letting them walk all over you. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can say no.
Look, here's the biblical principle of why I'm doing what I'm doing.
This is what the Lord said.
Right.
And that's it.
And that doesn't mean that sometimes there's not two biblical principles that may apply that you can follow one or the other. Mm-hmm. And you need the Lord's leading in that situation. I'm not saying that that can happen. I'm just saying know what the biblical reason is behind what you're doing. Don't just act on a feeling because the devil will use that and he'll betray you. So.
Yep.
There you go. Divorce your feelings.
Divorce your feelings. Kick them out.
Get out of here.
Kick them out.
That's right, because nothing good can come of that.
Or this.
Oh, hey there, boys
that matter.
And girls. How you doing, cutie pie?
Yeah, hi.
I like your new haircut.
Thank you.
That looks. Are you feeling better? I know your sinuses have been bothering you.
I am getting better.
I made up a jelly for you.
The last one tasted pretty bad.
This ain't that kind of jelly, see, because you told me you was feeling bad with all your sinuses and your allergens and all that. Well, listen, my grandmother, she used to have them allergens, too. She called it the consumption.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, it's the same thing.
That means that you drink whiskey.
No, it doesn't. It wouldn't mean at all. That was a rheumatism medicine. I'm not saying she didn't drink. I'm just saying that ain't what she called it. Anyway, no, she had the consumption where she'd get that allergens every once in a while, you know?
Yes.
And so what she did was she make up this jelly. This is good stuff. This has got this is really good. It's got ground up jalapenos and habaneros in there. And you don't eat this. Now I'm telling you, don't eat it.
Okay.
First of all, there's some stuff in here the FDA wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Okay, well,
and secondly,
that's good. I'm gonna breathe this stuff. That's what you tell me to do.
Well, you just need to rub it on your chest when you go to bed. Just like a Vicks,
kind of
like a Vicks
vapor.
It's like a homemade Vicks vapor
rub. Is it going to eat through my skin?
No, but I wouldn't let it touch any of your white linens because it can stain.
Okay.
But it won't hurt your skin at all.
Okay.
If you feel a slight burning sensation,
yes,
that's just because that means it's working.
Oh.
All right, it's working good in there.
Mm-hmm.
Getting all them vapors
Why shouldn't I just use Vicks?
Up and into your sinuses.
Why shouldn't I just use Vicks?
Well, Vicks is okay, you know, but this is good homemade stuff. This is organic. Everybody's trying to go organic. Well, this is organic.
Okay.
It's all made out of stuff you get out of your garden or your car.
Mm-hmm.
So listen.
How is your car organic?
I didn't buy it at a store. I just got it out of the car. Here's a bottle of it right here. And I'll just leave that there for you. Just rub a little on your chest before you go to bed. Brad, you want to stay on the opposite side of the bed, all right?
What do you mean?
I just saying you don't want to get nowhere near this, you know, because this is for sinuses. The vapor's going to get up in there. And if you ain't already sick and you smell this stuff, well, it could ruin it. Healthy sinus. That shouldn't happen.
Okay, that's not a good sign.
Well,
it'll ruin a healthy sinus.
Well,
but you want me to breathe this?
If you didn't have all that mucus to protect your membranes from this, from the vapors and this stuff, I don't know what would happen. Yeah, you don't want to take this on an empty stomach. Listen, just rub a little on you before you go to bed, and I'm telling you, to make a world of difference. And I'll come check on you, you know,
alrighty.
And everything,
mm-hmm.
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did I tell you about the other night?
No.
The other night, I was down here at this establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guys, okay, I was in this bar, And I wasn't in there drinking. I swear
you
I wasn't
in a
no,
bar?
I wasn't in there drinking. I was delivering some of my pork skin, my, you know, my live harvested pork skins that I got.
Yes. Yes, I know
I
them
was living
very
some
well.
Live harvested. No pigs were harmed. Well, they weren't killed in the making of these pork skins. And I just want to say, you know, because, you know,
that, you gonna, that's an you important gonna part enter of your, these your pigs in the state fair and the pig race?
No, the scars are too ugly, you know, from the live harvesting of the pork skins.
Oh, you don't want, you don't want
don't
people to get after
anything.
You?
No. No, I'm excited about the state fair, though.
Oh, good.
Because I've been training my chicken to play tic-tac-toe.
Oh, good.
Yep. I ain't got it to do anything yet. It just sort of looks at the thing and pegs on the ground. But I'm training it.
Okay.
I'm confident I'm going to have it fixed. Okay.
Well, the state fair has already started.
And I got to go. I know, but the chicken ain't thing until next week. I got it all. It's all on the calendar at the house.
Okay.
And I got my goats. My goats are going to the state fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to go to a train goat session?
Yeah.
You seen that guy?
Yeah.
He's good, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take him down there and see if he can get some training.
Mm-hmm. Goat whisper.
The goat. Really? Ooh, that sounds spooky. Well, listen, anyway, I can tell you, I was delivering some of my pork skins at a bar down there.
Yeah, yeah.
And in walked a pair of jumper cables.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They walked in, huh?
They walked in.
Uh-huh.
And the bartender said, "Hey, I just went. I don't want you starting anything in here."
Uh-huh.
I'll see y'all later.
You know, people are really getting into the Buford jokes. I was surprised that they didn't. Yeah, I just was like, okay. No, they
like the Buford
they
jokes.
They like the stupid Buford jokes. I don't know why.
Funny.
I guess. Well, listen, that's about all the time we have for today.
Oh, okay.
I think that's quite. Oh, you know what else?
We don't want to start anything.
Else. No, you were gonna give us a faith builder.
I am?
Yeah, a faith builder.
Okay, ready?
Give us a faith builder. These are faith builders by faith. You see how it works? Because faith comes from the hearing of the word.
Okay,
go ahead.
This has to do with divorcing our feelings.
Okay, go ahead.
Proverbs 4:4. Then he taught me and said to me, "Let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments and live."
There you have it. Can't get much better than that. Think on that. That's all we ask. All right. About it. That's all
have a great Tuesday.
Listen, we got stories to tell. I got funny stories and stuff that's been going on.
Yeah.
We got to get into some of that tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, why don't you end the show?
Because I'm not gonna be all preachy all week. I got stories to tell.
Oh, okay. Well, you do
stuff.
That.
I kept them grills last night. Oh my goodness. I kept Helen and Chloe last night. They were the funniest. They're so funny.
They are just funny.
Funny. We got ready for bed, and Chloe looks up at me and she says, "Mr. Brad." Now, she'd been polite all night.
Uh-huh.
"Yes, sir. No, sir. Mr. Brad, this and all that." But this, in this moment, I could tell something was coming because she gave me them big puppy dog eyes and the batted eyes, doom, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm.
"Mr. Brad." And she put that southern twang in her voice
yeah.
when she really wants something. "Mr. Brad, you're going to have to take me home because my tummy hurts real bad." And I said, "Your mother's in Dallas and your daddy is in Austin. You're going to bed." And she goes,
you know, she walked off.
Huffs off to bed. So funny. All right. Back to the start the music. Okay. All right. See y'all later. See y'all tomorrow. We'll talk. We'll have some good stuff for you.
All righty. Bios con Dios.
Bios con Dios. Where did I turn it down? I would turn it down up here. Couldn't find the volume.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.